Welcome to Kicking It with Keisha. Tonight, or today, we're going to talk about mindful journaling. So it's okay, and we know that we need to journal, but we need to do it in a mindful way. What is a mindful way? Using journaling as a tool to clear your mind before or after a stressful situation. So it's good, like, if you clear your mind before a stressful situation, it's kind of like think before you speak, or you're just writing before you speak. You can include prompts like, what's weighing on my mind today? Or what am I grateful for? So what am I grateful for? So when journaling, you should write about what stresses you out, but you should also write about what you are grateful for. So a great practice would be finding three things you're grateful for each day. Or even categorizing the pit of your day and the peak of your day. The stressful part of your day and the good part of your day. Remember, journaling do not have to be perfect. It's just like writing a draft. Brainstorming. You don't have to turn it into anyone. It's just something for you. Yourself. It's like a diary. No one else have to read it. The key thing with journaling is you have to be consistent. I know, like, in the past, I've had issues where I would start journaling and then distractions, and then I would forget about it. And so that's a goal of mine, to be consistent. Like, once I start journaling, to keep it up. So at least keep it up for the year, not for the week, the month, 2 months, maybe 3 months. Like, keep it up for at least a year. Okay. Next thing is, I'm going to go to another part of my book. Day 10, negative feelings. So, negative feelings. I'm going to start off with a prayer. Dear God, help me to remember my worth and to recognize the strength within me. Let me feel your presence and know that I am never alone. Guide me to embrace my uniqueness and to share my light with others. Amen. Affirmation. I am valuable. I am seen. I am heard. My voice matters. And I bring light to the lives of others around me. Scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Reflection. Feeling worthless, invisible, and unheard can weigh heavily on our spirits. It's essential to take time to reflect on these feelings, recognizing that they do not define our worth. Each of us has unique gifts and contributions to make to the world. For you have a purpose. You were not created in vain. The goal is to live out your purpose. You were brought here for a reason. Action. Take a moment today to write down three things that you appreciate about yourself. Three things that you appreciate about yourself. That's a part of your journaling. And that's all. Thank you for kicking it with Keisha. Until we meet again. Thank you for watching.